You're listening to Diablo Off the Record, brought to you by Tweaked Audio. For the best headphones money can buy, go to tweakedaudio.com. Remember to check us out next week for your Diablo news, builds, and hardcore challenges on Dungeon Crawler from the Quest Gaming Network.
This is Diablo Off the Record. Stay a while and listen.
Welcome to Diablo Off the Record, episode 24. Tonight's record date is October 6th, 2012. Hi, my name is Dave D-Enforce Adams. That's D-I-E-N-D-N. With me tonight is the wonderful, the amazing, the illustrious, any other wonderful adjectives you're willing to throw in there, Mistress Liz LeBeau. Hey Liz, how you doing?
Don't let them open up to different adjectives, because we're going to get some bad ones.
I'm willing to giggle snort at the bad ones.
Gosh, you should be willing to, like, beat them up for me.
I mean, yeah, I'd totally beat them up.
Thank you.
I'd laugh.
Oh my god.
Anywho, this has been a wild week, hasn't it, Liz?
Woo, yeah,
not that wild. Back tone it down 20%. All right.
Oh, you can hear the sarcasm 100% in that woo.
Yeah. No, it's been crazy. It's been a lot going on this week.
Say cray cray.
Anyone who isn't on the up and up, this is the anniversary week of the network, the podcasting network we're in, Quest Gaming Network. And we did a huge anniversary promotion for what we've done over the past year. On another one of our shows is Elder Scrolls Off the Record. We also had a community cast with all the main hosts from all the different shows got on it and explained a few changes that are happening to the network, which we will get into at the very end of the show. This one, though, will be becoming Dungeon Crawler. It's gonna still be everything we normally have in Diablo Off the Record, but it'll also contain pretty much anything from any other dungeon crawler on the market that comes out and our listeners want to hear about. So it's taking off a lot of that confining, you know, Diablo Off the Record is only Diablo. Well, Dungeon Crawler will have the same Diablo coverage, as well as covering stuff like, I don't know, Torchlight 2 and, you know, other games that come out that have the same sort of premise.
So you'll be giving the fans what they've been asking for.
We have got a lot of emails, a lot of Twitter tweets, a lot of people poking at me saying, hey, I really am looking forward to this type of dungeon crawler, but will y'all be covering it? And, you know, there's some dungeon crawlers out there that don't have the capability to be a full show like Diablo. Well, we're going to throw them into the Dungeon Crawler show. And I will be covering them every week.
Like to include the little ones.
Yeah, definitely.
You could make that into so bad. Giggity.
So, I mean, this week has been just a rush. But it's for the best, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I know other shows on our network are also picking up different genres as a whole. So It's going to become, you know, I know that it seems scary. The change may seem scary at the moment, but it'll work out very well once it actually starts rolling.
Does it really seem scary, or is that just you being scared?
I'm scared as hell.
Aww.
But, you know, I have faith in it.
Remember when on that community cast you were just talking about how you were scared the first time you took the helm on this show?
Mm-hmm.
And I was secretly laughing at you. I finally revealed that I was secretly laughing at you when you were scared.
Oh, good.
Because I knew that you would do a good job by yourself.
Oh, I thought you were just secretly laughing at me the entire
time.
No,
because I was like, what is this guy worried about? Why is he nervous? I'm just stupid.
Well, you know, that's at least helpful. I'm going to go cry myself to sleep tonight, but thank you, Liz.
No, it is an actual full-fledged compliment.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's less crying, but still there. No, but I was insanely scared picking up this show, because this is the first time I've ever had to actually lead a show as well as write it. So it has been scary, and I want to thank all of our listeners who've stuck with us through all this, and I hope that you do join us again in the next series following Dungeon Crawler. I mean, it is going to be the same show. It's just continuing on in a larger purpose. So I really hope that our listeners do keep with us. But enough of what we've been doing this week. I know we're going to talk about Dungeon Crawler even more later on the show. But I do want to first get into our sponsorship. This episode is sponsored by Tweaked Audio. That's tweakedaudio.com. Some of the top quality headphones and earbuds you can get on the market today. Check it out. Tweakedaudio.com. Their cheapest earphones are $19.99, and they're brought down to $12.99 with Off the Record, all one word at checkout. Off the Record, all one word, gives you 33% off of everything in your cart at that time. Remember this: that each of their headphones also have a lifetime guarantee. And we have heard rumors that if you get a new cell phone that has come out on the market to replace its previous incarnations, maybe the fifth one of its generation, if you have one of the previous earphones that no longer works with the fifth incarnation of this particular headphone, but you have a Tweaked Audio earphones to go with it, feel free to call in and talk to them about it, because if they can help you out, they usually will. They're good people.
And they do have free shipping.
They do have free shipping. They're great. They're a great bunch of people. All right. So check out tweakedaudio.com, Off the Record, all one word at checkout. Great, great earphones. All right, Liz, I think it's time for us to actually get into our weekend game. What do you say?
I say yay.
Yay. All right. Go ahead and I want to hear how you've been. You've been working on, you said before the show, you were working on your Barbarian.
Yes. Big Mamma Jamma. I love the easiness of the Barbarian. And I know now why you play so much Barbarian.
It is. It's just point and click, ain't it?
Yeah. I barely even used my left hand for any kind of spells or anything, or talents, whatever they're called. I literally just sat there. I got into Act 3. I got past Belial for the first time without dying. And that's never happened to me. As many times as I've played through Belial, I've never been able to do it just one shot. Yeah.
You tore him up, huh?
Do what? Well, I was more conscious of the poop balls on the ground.
Now, what type of skills were you using on your Barbarian by the time you got up there? Do you remember?
You know what? I was doing the ones with the weapon throw, I believe. I mean, I was using some really weird ones that I don't hear about a lot of people using. Mm-hmm. But really, I was just using my left mouse button cleave, and just sitting there and just holding
that
down. Yeah,
you can pretty much just decimate everything with cleave. Even in Inferno, that's like my favorite thing to do, is just cleave things down.
And I think I'm stuck with cleave because remember when Avarwin first started and he was so excited about it. I was like, I want to be excited like him too. So I won't get rid of that skill now. It's because of him.
But, you know, yeah. Technically there are better skills to use than cleave, but cleave is just ridiculous when you get a group of enemies on you.
But seriously, it doesn't take up any of your power or anything, so mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about it. I mean, you just go. That's so great. I got into Act 3, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's different now, because I don't remember this many minions coming at me. This was ridiculous. Have you noticed the amount of random minions?
Yeah, that's why I farm Act 3.
Whoa! Well, and even in Act 2 it was happening, where I was just like, where are these all coming from? I don't know. But that's so much fun when there's 100 on the screen.
Yes, and you're just able to tear through them with their barb.
Yes! What is that?
Now do you understand what I'm saying when, compared to the Barbarian, other classes just are underpowered?
Well, they require a little bit more thinking and timing.
Yeah, they really do.
But man, that was great. I was like, bring them on. And I didn't even want to kill the people that were spawning the minions because I was like, more. I don't want to move out of here. I just want to kill these.
Oh my god. That's your dainty lady voice there, huh?
Yes. That's my barbarian voice. Oh, okay. Hey man, what's up? I'm barbarian.
What's this orange thing on my arm?
What's that? Oh my god, that made my night. Yes, it was great.
Oh man. So, well, I'm glad to hear that you're actually enjoying the barbarian. I know that I have a few friends who can't stand that playstyle.
I didn't want to. I wanted to make it harder on myself, but then, you know,
it's too lovable to just treat that way.
I can't help it. I mean, oh my gosh. And didn't you say you were leveling up what, your wizard?
Oh man.
This week? And that was didn't you offer for me to go garbage picking through your old stuff?
Yes. And I will get to that in just 1 second. But yes. That's what I did this week. Well, first off, I started the week, I figured, well, seeing as how this is the last episode of this series before we go into Dungeon Crawler, I wanted to make it worth it. So I spent this week finishing up every class that I didn't have at 60. First and foremost, I worked on my monk.
Oh, you did?
That was the first thing I did.
Because you wanted to get through with it?
I wanted to get through with it. The monk is just... Oh, it's like... Okay, first off... When I used to grind out enemies just to gain experience in Phantasy Star Online, a bunch of us used to call that chewing glass because that was what we the equivalent of farming experience for hours on end. You might as well be chewing glass. It gives you that same sensation. That's how I felt with the monk. Now, the second I hit 60 with the monk, I was like, oh my god, doors started opening. Gear started actually having stats on it that were worth using.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't even put it on. I kept my character with all the gear on him from when I hit 60 just to show people who want to see what gear I was using when I hit 60. But honestly, that class actually could be worth playing once you're at 60. You know, and able to actually gear out your character.
Really?
It's so reliant on all resist to play properly that you pretty much, there's no reason not to. It's especially, I tried out the PTR as well, and I gotta say, you know, I only tried my barbarian, but I could see that being a problem for monks.
Ooh.
Big time. But again, I will get to that in just a second. First off, I hit 60 on my monk. That was Monday or Tuesday. Monday or Tuesday. It had to be Monday. I hit 60 on my monk. And then I went on to my demon hunter. Again, another class I haven't gotten to 60.
So what were you about, like 56, 57 on your demon hunter? No, you were lower than that.
I was 50, 53, 54, yeah.
Did you play with other people? Because there's no way you did all of this. Because those last levels take forever.
I ground them out in one night.
No, you did not.
I did.
You liar.
I ground them both out. I went from like 56, 57 on my monk to 60, as well as like 53 on my demon hunter to 60 in the same night.
Dan?
Link you the achievements.
Did you eat or sleep or pee or...
I had a bucket.
Gross.
Yeah. Anywho, so the Demon Hunter was a breeze in comparison to the monk. It was just like a breath of fresh air. I could kill enemies. I could survive a hit. I could get away from enemies that I knew I couldn't survive. It was simple. In comparison to the monk.
I really thought that it would... It's hard for me to believe that a demon hunter could survive a hit.
I could.
I need to check up on you.
My dude is set up to be able to survive. That's what I do with that character. You know, for what he's worth, yeah, if I let the enemies get to me, I'm going to die. But I don't often let enemies get to me. But that's just how you play that class. Now, I know that just saying that, people are going to say, well, the monk is played a specific way too. Yeah, one specific way. The monk is ridiculous compared to every other class that I played. In fact, I picked up my wizard. I spent maybe a day or two on him. My wizard, it felt like playing my demon hunter. Except my wizard, it was like...
You ain't gonna touch me.
You know, the enemies, they were rushing at me, and I was like, more or less, not, oh no, if I don't get this shot off, I'm gonna die. It was more or less, how do I want to kill you today?
You were an evil wizard.
Oh man, your wizard is a lot of fun.
You're a Death Eater.
I enjoyed him. I had one of every different type of skill. I had one of every different type of thing. I had, like, arcane. I had fire. I had lightning. And I was just playing around leveling up. And I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed hitting 60 on my wizard. But I was only expecting one achievement from when I hit 60. I was expecting the achievement called Warriors of a Broken World, which is where you get... 5 characters at 260, mm-hmm. You get this achievement. I also got an achievement called From Ariat to Sensei, or Shainsei, which is one of every character class. So I was, that's cool. So apparently now there's another achievement, just like Warriors of a Broken World, but for
2,
which is 10 characters at 60.
But
now there's no additional From Ariat to Shinsai. There's actually, every time I get another character to 60, for having 2 of every class at 60, I get an additional achievement.
You love those achievements, don't you?
Oh man, I'm an achievement whore. I really am.
I wasn't gonna say it, but thank you. Thankfully you did.
I am. I you know what? And I'm happy to wrap up Diablo off the record saying I finally did it. I have my barbarian who's cleared Inferno, who's decked out in complete legendaries, and I have every other class to 60. I'm where I wanted to be for this game to say that, you know what, I beat it.
I don't think you did. Now I want to see you do hardcore all the way through, and now I want to see you get to 100 Paragon.
That's my next thing, is to get hardcore up to 60. I think that's what I'm going to do next.
I'm setting this challenge for you.
I think I shall.
Booyah.
Yeah, I think that's probably what I'm going to do, because that's what I did with Diablo 2. Once I beat it so entirely, I did hardcore. So I think that's probably my next step with Diablo 3.
I am excited for you, and you know what, I'm going to keep you on that challenge, because this game is a little better when you've got a little bit, you know, you're like, you've got a goal.
Yeah,
you know?
This is definitely one of those games where having a goal helps.
Yeah.
And, well, you know what's another goal is, I know I'm going to be playing with a, you know, refreshed enthusiasm once the new patches come out. I went over to Kete's, and he let me play on his... He downloaded the PTR and let me play on it for a little while. And we both tested out the Monster Power thing. You've been hearing about Monster Power, right?
Right, yeah.
So, there's 10 Monster Powers, actually 11. There's Monster Power 0, which is off, which is just the normal game, as is, no changes. Well, Monster Power 1 brings up every monster's level to 63. And then from there on, Monster Power 2 makes them even stronger. Monster Power 3, even stronger. All the way down the line. So we tested it. Steve was on his wizard. And he went through and he, I believe he said that he could get to Monster Power 2 just fine. He was able to farm it like he could, you know, today in live without a problem. Then Monster Power 3, he starts feeling it. Monster Power 4 was so bad that it was like hitting a brick wall. We even went into Monster Power 10 and tried to hit some of these enemies. It wasn't even putting a scratch on them.
I know that feeling. Dude, I was playing the SWTOR game, and I accidentally went into a level 50 area when I was, like, level 32.
Yeah,
and I didn't even know what hit me, so I know what you feel like.
It was like that. It was like walking into a max level area starting a new game. It really was. So, I was like, okay, well, now I gotta test this on my barbarian.
Okay.
So, I went in. I started out Monster Power 1. It was hilarious. It was like walking through a field of daisies, I think, is the closest thing I could possibly put that toward.
Like, you know, I've got that Blind Melon video from the late 90s in my head with the girl with the butterfly.
It was just about like that. I was, you know, all I could say. Yes, exactly. Yes. So, I would raise my weapons and all the enemies just exploded, pretty much. So, we go through Monster Power 2, Monster Power 3, Monster Power 4, I start to feel it. Monster Power 5, it's like, I could do this, but honestly, I'm spending, you know, a half an hour killing an enemy that would take me 5 seconds in normal. Right. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure that if I'm gonna play this with friends, I may put it to 5 just for the challenge, just for the better rewards, but...
You just want to show off.
If I were gonna show off, yes, I'd put it to 5. But for me, honestly, if I'm going to farm anything, I don't see a reason, unless the rewards get changed before it's released, I don't see a reason to play with anything greater than Monster Power 1.
Really?
Because of the benefits it gives you. It brings all the monsters up to the max possible level they can be, level 63.
Mm-hmm.
As well, it does give you a little bit of bonuses, but not enough to justify bringing it up to Monster Power 2.
I see.
In the time it would take me to just decimate everything in Monster Power 1, I would be slowly progressing through Monster Power 2, Monster Power 3, Monster Power 4, Monster Power 5, and so on. It isn't... The benefits don't match the hardships that I have to go through to increase it past Monster Power 1.
Yeah, I mean, beating your head up against a brick wall. Well, did you know that decimate only means reduce by 1/10, so it's not really that much?
Well, honestly, it is decimating. Anyway. Really, though, I honestly, at this moment in time, what it feels like on live right this second is what Monster Power 3 feels like to me going on the PTR.
Okay.
If I had to give a value, that's what it felt like. It felt like Monster Power 3 was where it's at right now. But if I'm going to get better rewards for killing the same enemies, I might as well play it in Monster Power 1.
And not die and have
and
to...
And not die
know,
ever. Yeah. Yes. but I will explain further why I'm saying Monster Power 1 is where it's at. I will explain further throughout today's episode, and honestly, it is. The rewards do give you the most you can get for what you're doing, unless maybe you're going after the key wardens to farm for your Hellfire Ring. Honestly, the best way you can farm Diablo minus the Hellfire Ring is Monster Power 1 Inferno.
Now, this Hellfire Ring sounds like something you really, really, really want.
It is something I really, really want, but it's something that's going to take a lot of work.
You can do it. You can do it.
Here's what's up.
Okay.
The Monster Power Ring, as we said last time, you're not going to get 100% drop rate unless you're in Monster Power 4. Or Monster Power, I'm sorry, 10. So let's say I'm farming in Monster Power 4 for these. I'm going to have a decent drop rate on the parts to make this ring, but it's not 100%.
Okay.
So with it not being 100%, I'm going to have to farm these things. On top of that, let's say I get all the keys to make the Infernal Machine.
Uh-huh.
The Infernal Machine randomly opens a portal out of the choice of 3 different portals.
Oh.
So let's say, hypothetically, I do open a portal. I step in. Now I have to fight 2 bosses. there's only a chance
Oh my God.
That the bosses will drop the pieces to make the ring at all.
If you can beat them.
I can beat them.
Oh my God. No.
On top of that. So now you're going to have the chance that the keys drop to make the Infernal Machine.
Right.
You now have a chance that the Infernal Machine will even open the proper portal for you to get the piece that you want. You then have a chance, when the proper portal's opened, that the item will drop that you need to make the ring.
And why do they do this again? How would people exploit this in a different way?
It's the only way that you're going to have a 100% chance to drop the items that you need is by doing this in Monster Power 10, which is, it ain't going to happen.
Well, the reason I asked about the exploiting thing is that I think that's why they make such weird rules for these things, you know?
I'll tell you right now, there's actually a benefit that's laughable down later. We're going to get to that. In fact, you know what? Let's go ahead and get into it. You want to get into the communal fire?
I do, sure.
Okay, that'll display a lot more what I'm talking about. So let's go ahead, and we will see you back in the communal fire.
Welcome to the communal fire, my friend. Have a seat. We'll share a story or two.
Welcome back to the communal fire, your official and community news. In fact, we have a really short communal fire this time, but we have a lot of things to talk about. This one's mostly just a few tiny blue posts, but it's mostly a update to the 1.0.5 patches. So the first thing that they say is, remember how last week the week before last, we said that pets will no longer attack creatures that are in an idle state, such as treasure goblins.
Yeah.
They're removing the Hydra heads as well as the sentry turrets from those.
Wait, so that they will?
The Hydra heads and sentry turrets will attack idle creatures. I know this is sounds horrible when we're thinking about the treasure goblins. I know that's a bad thing, but what this will do is if you pop down a Hydra or a sentry turret, it'll attack other creatures that are in an idle state.
Not the treasure goblins.
Well, it will attack the treasure goblins, but this is an all or nothing thing. So, honestly, I could see this because you have to summon those and they only last for a certain number of time. So it's to get you the best bang for your buck. I understand it kind of sucks when it comes to treasure goblins, but you have the choice of deploying them though.
Yeah. You know what I like to do with those is like, I'll be in that area where you have to get all the cell blocks. You have to clear something from all the cell blocks. I love when creatures are in one particular room and I just drop a Hydra in there and then I'm
don't
like,
even open the door until they're dead.
Me. Yeah. That's great. Oh, that's my favorite. Anyway, that got me invigorated there.
Moving on. There's going to be an option to display sales, expirations, etc. from the auction house in the social menu. So if you don't want that popping up and blocking your game, you're not going to have to worry about it anymore. Another big thing, which is something that we said that could be coming soon, which finally has arrived. Extra health from health globes now also benefit potions. So, yes, your potion that no longer was up to snuff actually could have benefits now from the extra health from health globes.
And remember, to change your health potions, you can just click shift over the health potion thing at the bottom of the screen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Seems really easy, doesn't it?
You run out.
All right. To kind of help out with that sentry turret / Hydra head thing, treasure goblins will now play a sound whenever they become alerted by the player.
Oh my God, tell me what that sound is.
I'm sure it's
awesome.
You know, it's something like, treasure goblin-y, like,
oh my God!
And it runs away.
Oh my God, remember that thing from the labyrinth? Yo mama, it's a freaking aardvark! Awesome!
I love Hoggle. I actually skipped something that we will get back into just a minute. I skipped it for a reason, but
okay.
Moving on. You can now change the icons of your tabs in your stash.
Oh, so you could categorize like where your gems are.
Exactly.
Nice.
Which is going to make it that much easier for when people hack into your account to understand what's in your stash and why.
See, well, is there a...
Sorry, I had to say that. I had to. no, but they look pretty cool. That you can.
Is there one for like level 60 and above? I don't know what icon that would be.
I don't know. There's a ton of different icons. If you want to check them out before they're even on live, without downloading the PTR, go ahead and go to DiabloFans.com. And you may have to search a little bit down the main pages, but they are on there. They have a full... They pulled out all the different screen captures or the different art that's going to be on the different tabs. It's pretty neat.
Cute.
Moving on. One last thing that actually is a kind of a huge thing. Remember last week or the week before, actually it was last week that we discussed it in depth. That random affixes on magic items and rare items will now roll their level based on the level of the monster killed if it's higher than the item's level.
Right.
This will now affect the random affixes, not the ones that are set in stone, but the random affixes on legendary items.
So you're not PO'd when you get a legendary
Right. If you get a legendary, it's gonna roll as if it dropped off of that creature. So, like, let me find a good one. There's that sword, the wind breaker or something. The one that's every time it has a chance to summon a angel. But that sword itself is 58, 59. It doesn't have the chance to roll this kind of stats that would be awesome at endgame. Well, now, if that item drops while you're in Monster Power 1, you can be in Act 1 of Inferno, Monster Power 1. That'll bring up all your enemies to level 63.
Right.
So now, if that sword drops, it'll roll with level 63 affixes on it.
Does that make you happy?
Oh my god. So, I can say definitively, just from that benefit, that if you're someone who loves running Act 1 of Inferno, if that's what you love, definitively, the least monster power you should be running with is Monster Power 1. There's no purpose to run without at least Monster Power 1 from now on.
Ooh.
Moving on. It is confirmed in 1.0.5 that rings and amulets, which previously are item level 62 at best, will now be able to roll with item level 63 affixes due to the increase from the change that item affixes will now roll based on the level of the monster killed. So, that being said, I know that was a mouthful. Rings can now be level 63 affixes, just like now legendaries can. All legendaries.
Oh my god.
So, again, another reason that you should always run with a minimum of monster power one.
Now, do you get a lot of rings and amulets?
I really do. They're usually not yellow, but when I do, they're... Especially lately, I've been getting a lot of them.
Really? Because yeah. I was getting discouraged because I just couldn't get any of those.
Well, you gotta figure is they're supposed to drop less often.
Right, and they're so expensive on the auction house, usually.
Especially since they only go up to item level 62. So they're not even in the item level 63 drop chance.
Oh.
So they are rarer just... if you check out what they are. That makes them rarer. But now that they're able to drop with item level 63 affixes, Zoma goodness.
Now, put your little gems in there and make them superpower rings.
Yeah,
you're like a Green Lantern or something.
There's going to be some nasty rings coming up, and I'm going to love it.
Especially those that are legendary rings. Oh, goodness. Okay. Another ring that we're going to talk about is, as we were talking about earlier, Hellfire rings. Let's say that you do go through all of the trouble to get your random keys to drop, open up your random portals, then you get all the pieces to make your random ring. You sit down, you craft your random Hellfire ring, and it's horrible. You get the worst stats you could possibly have. You cry for 2.5 hours. Shake your hands to the sky in anger. What do you do? You're stuck with a Hellfire ring.
I call my friend Dean and tell him to fix it and make it better.
make it better. Well, now you can break your Hellfire rings down. And since it's a legendary, you will get legendary mats. So you can turn around and actually put those toward crafting a legendary that you can make some money on the auction house, or possibly even one that's an upgrade for you that you can craft.
But you can't craft another Hellfire ring.
Not. No.
I don't even know if I'd take that chance.
Yeah, on the other hand, Hellfire rings, they have a proc that does damage. They have a huge main stat that's already going to be on them if you choose to make that one. As well, they have the chance at random affixes that you could possibly roll a perfect Trinity on those. Remember the Trinity? The crit.
Yep.
The crit chance as well as attack speed. You have a chance of rolling all three of those on a Hellfire ring, and I believe it has a chance to go up to even 4 affixes. So you can have a perfect Trinity with an item, with a slot, as well as your main stat. Oh, this is... They have a chance of being perfect.
Yeah, but you have to have a chance to get this. You have to have a chance to get that.
It is. It's gonna be a pain.
That's ridiculous.
It's gonna take forever. It will take forever. But I'm gonna do it.
No, you're not. You're gonna buy one. Don't lie to me.
You can't buy them. You can't even drop them.
Really?
Really. You cannot drop this ring once you've made it, apparently.
Oh, like 17 black mushrooms that I've got sitting in my inventory because I can't get rid of them.
I wish you could sell those things.
Yeah, they're just sitting there.
Yeah. So, you know, I really feel that there should be a better way to this. I don't know. I think if there was a way for you to choose what portal you could open, that would make life easier. Because if you have 100% drop rate, even if you have 100% drop rate, you could make an infernal machine, set it down, and it opens the wrong portal.
Oh my god.
And then you just have to do it again. I guess the good thing is because if you open the portal, you could just start collecting, just like the black mushrooms, you could just start collecting the pieces to your Hellfire ring and say, oops, this Hellfire ring sucks. I'm going to break it down and go continue farming to make a second one or a third one.
Yeah, you could, but all with like the black mushrooms, all you need is one staff of hurting.
Yeah, unfortunately, the infernal machine gets destroyed every time you open a portal.
Oh. Bad thing. Go in the corner. Wow, the chance and chance and chance. I like to gamble, and you know what? I would be one of those people breaking down the Hellfire rings. You can bet your butt I'd be one of those people, because I'm just like that. I'm like, I can beat the odds. I can do it. Sorry.
All right. Let's. I think it's time for the Hard Corner.
Hard Corner.
Hard Corner.
Why would you even do that? Oh my god!
Hard Corner.
Welcome to The Hard Corner. This week in The Hard Corner, we offer a challenge from a listener or one of us to try to trip you up in another harrowing hardcore adventure. Contestants have a whole week to start a new character or continue an old character and down the next boss in the story. Last week was The Berserker. Let me give you my hardcore face. You ready? That's my hardcore face.
Oh, that doesn't sound very clean at all.
I was. No.
Roar.
There you go. Now, the Berserker must start a new character, must be a barbarian, must dual wield, no healing potions, no running from a fight. Bonus points for yelling at your monitor like an idiot every time you run into a pack.
Did you do the run like a?
I did. You want to hear my roar?
I think I just heard it. It sounded more like a purr. Sound like you needed a helmet.
Yeah, definitely. No, my character, I actually completed it. Character, I named her Like a Truck. Which, if you watch Berserker or Clerks, you'll get the Berserker reference. If you're underage, don't watch Clerks. The second you become of age, watch Clerks. Moving on. I got to level 9 on Like a Truck, and she was great. She actually survived, and I was tearing through things. I ended up getting 2 of those sickles and just tearing through everything that came in my way, so I loved it.
Whatever. You're the one that said you have to level up your hardcore character before you go to the Skeleton King, but apparently you could do it at level 9. Well, I guess you can because you're playing a barbarian.
I was. How far did you get, Liz?
Well, I was going to continue my Logan from last week because I had already made a barbarian with that. And I got a little angry because I didn't want to give up my shield because you made us have dual wield. What was that about? Just because that's a berserker kind of thing?
Yeah.
Whatever. I got angry. I didn't want to give up my shield.
That's okay. Next week you can continue on them and you can have your shield.
I can.
Yes, I promise. Kind of. All right, yeah. let's continue on. We actually had 4 hardcore heroes this week. We had Malarkey. I don't know if I'm starting to believe Malarkey or not. I don't know.
Bunch of
Malarkey. We also had Kete. Back again. Tim S. and P-Funk. Tim S. receives bonus points for the roar sent in with the email. And Kete receives bonus points for his berserker yell of woo, Lulu.
That's just a weird berserker. Can you imagine,
could you imagine getting in a fight and just, just out of nowhere, woo, Lulu!
The Lulu throws me. The woo I can get. I understand that. Okay.
I swear, this is what Kete put in the email. He screams, woo, Lulu.
Is that like an Irish thing? Like, woo, Lulu! And
I don't know. Kete's awesome. Jeez. Moving on. If you are undertaking a hardcore challenge and complete it, send us a screenshot of you taking down the boss, which completes your challenge, and send an email to DiabloOffTheRecord@gmail.com with the title, I am a Hardcore Hero or I am a Fallen Hero. We may miss your submission and shout out if the email doesn't have one of those titles. If you have any questions about a challenge or just want to review the challenge of the week, go to QuestGamingCommunity.com and take a peek in the Diablo Off the Record forum. Now, I just want to say, we will be continuing on as Dungeon Crawler next week. If you send your email into DiabloOffTheRecord@gmail.com, it will still get to us. Don't worry about it. Also, we will be continuing the hardcore challenges as best I can. They may not be weekly, but they will continue. I do promise. Next week, the first challenge of Dungeon Crawler, as well as the final challenge of Diablo Off the Record, Hadrig's Apprentice. That's right. You remember in Act 1. You found Hadrig's apprentice dead. Well, guess what? It's your turn. Take up his hammer. Become Hadrig's apprentice. It's Mighty Hammer. All right.
Wow.
Yes. Hadrick's Apprentice, you can only use items that you craft yourself. That's right. Only items you craft yourself.
I swear I had nothing
yourself.
To do with this idea.
I know.
Okay.
You know, I've been
did.
Warning people for the last few weeks. Collect your broken down items.
That's the greatest idea I've ever had for a challenge. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, this is a cool challenge, a lot of fun. But
well,
you know what?
Can make your character really badass.
You can. You can go through and make your character exactly how you want him. But remember, only items you create yourself are allowed on your character.
This is awesome,
ain't it? Okay, we will be right back with you in the voodoo. Welcome to Da Voodoo Mon. Our spotlight of the week could be skills, combos, or even lore. Something to help you learn more about the game. Now, we don't actually have news for this week to give you from the voodoo, but we do have one thing we want to talk about. And that is Dungeon Crawler, a little bit more in depth. We will be covering games that you may or may not have heard about, such as, well, Diablo 3, of course, will be our forefront. But we will be talking about games like Torchlight 2, as well as the games from the Phantasy Star Online series. If you have any questions or want to just send us an email, you can still contact us through DiabloOffTheRecord@gmail.com. But we will be setting up a Dungeon Crawler email within a few days. If you have any suggestions of games or anything you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, feel free to send us in an email or go to questgamingcommunity.com, and there will be soon a Dungeon Crawler forum. Just start a new thread. Say, hey, I'd really love to hear y'all talk about this game. We'd love to hear what our fans want to listen to, and we want to give you what you want to hear.
Hey,
so,
can I put in a pre-order right now for when the Marvel one comes out?
Absolutely. In fact, you are going to be on for that. You know that. Oh my god, that's excited, Liz, for anybody who doesn't know what it sounds like.
Okay.
Yes, you know what, Liz? I will probably be playing that one with you.
You liar.
Yeah, I did the one that was on the 360 for a while.
Oh, the Ultimate Alliance?
Yeah.
Oh, see, my video game, like, my hardcore, actually, my comic experience started because of the Dungeon Crawler, the Age of Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the X-Men Apocalypse, excuse me. Yeah.
Well, see, there you go. So that game, there's a new X-Men Over the Head Dungeon Crawler that will be coming out that we probably will be covering on Dungeon Crawler.
If Gambit's in it.
If. So, Liz, you're going to be on for that, I'm sure. So.
Oh, my God. Excited. Oh, my God.
Yes. Dungeon Crawler will be our over-the-head, isometric, RPG-instanced dungeon crawling podcast. There are other podcasts on our network. If you haven't heard, feel free to check out questgamingnetwork.com, and up there should be the Community Cast, episode 7. We go in depth, far more in depth than we will here, but there will be a FPS show, which is a first-person shooter, as well as a fighter show, which we will be calling Adrenaline.
Adrenaline Gaming, I like
Adrenaline
that.
Adrenaline Gaming, yes. So that's going to be up pretty soon. In fact, it should be up a few days after Dungeon Crawler premieres. As well, we'll be having a full RPG show, which will be called Quest Legion. It'll be covering role-playing games as well as strategy games, such as, let's see, what's Command and Conquer, Civilization, stuff like that. You're also, our final game is going to be called Obscure Legends. And that will be our retro / indie games, such as your Minecraft, Terraria, even your games that are a few, you know, some of your older games that we may still love playing, like the old school Final Fantasies that we may just want to talk about.
Or Oblivion, maybe.
Maybe. Well, you'll see games
you
like
don't
Oblivion,
like, that one. Never
like
mind.
Skyrim.
Shush.
You'll see those often on the RPG show, which is, as I said just a moment ago, that's Quest Legion. So, you know what game will also be soon on Quest Legion? Come on, you know what game?
Huh, Liz? Yeah, maybe. One's coming up, what, next year?
Yeah. I know Liz is looking forward to
Dragon Age 3,
which will be...
Oh my god, I forgot. Okay.
Oh,
my pants are
Liz
out the window right
excited.
Now.
Oh my god, Liz.
I love it.
Alright, well, everybody who's been a loyal fan of Diablo Off the Record, we hope that you continue on with us. We're just changing our name and adding a few other games. We'll see you back as Dungeon Crawler. Alright, Liz, if you could, give out our iTunes 5-star reviews.
We've got some from America. Dark Walk... Dark... Words are hard. Dark Walker 1 and Lakal. Lakal. Lakal?
Lakal.
Lakal.
We do want to thank all of our listeners who've ever given us a 5-star review. In fact, any of our listeners who's given us any helpful reviews, there's been a few that are less than 5 stars, but have been very helpful. If you've sent a review into any of our shows, especially Diablo Off the Record, I do want to give you a special thanks for helping us out. And we hope that you will come listen to as well as rate Dungeon Crawler when it first appears on iTunes. Thank you all very much. It's been a huge help.
Yes, remember, very much.
You could take our radio surveys on any of our brand new websites. It takes 5 minutes. They are extremely important to all of our shows. Let us get a lot better insight and views on what our listeners like to hear. Remember, there's also paid mentions. For a small fee of $10, we'll provide any kind of small ad or shout out to anyone and commemorate whatever you wish. Please go to any of our websites and use the PayPal donate button or simply email us in. We'd be happy to help you out, point you in the right direction. You can reach us anytime at DiabloOffTheRecord@gmail.com as well as our portal site at QuestGamingNetwork.com. You can listen to all of our Quest Gaming Network shows recorded live. This next episode, which will be the premiere episode of Dungeon Crawler, will be next Saturday at 7 p.m. Elder Scrolls Off the Record is Thursday at 7 p.m. Minecraft Off the Record is Sunday at 7 p.m. SWTOR Reforged is Monday at 7 p.m., as well as they record their HoloNet news on Wednesdays. PlanetSide Off the Record will be becoming Adrenaline Gaming, and that's Thursdays at 3 p.m. The Community Cast is recorded every other Friday, so if you check that out, it will appear on our main site at QuestGamingNetwork.com. Twitter. If you want to catch us on Twitter, I know we love our fans. You can catch me at DienForce. Been a while
since I've
done that.
I need you to do that with a little more oomph, please.
I can't. It's hurting my throat.
Yes, you can.
You can catch Liz at Mistress LeBeau. That's
Mistress
right.
Underscore LeBeau.
That's Mistress underscore LeBeau.
But thank you for trying.
I try. I'm battle tags. You can catch us in game. I'm at Dien, D-I-E-N, number 1737. Does that mean there's 176 other Diens out there?
1,736
other Diens.
Yes. Yes,
wow.
Dien.
I have
yes,
a lot Dien. Of Highlandering to do, don't I?
Yes.
There could be only one! Alright. Liz, you can catch her at Mistress, number 1359. Diablo Off the Record is a Quest Gaming Network podcast written by all the hosts of Diablo Off the Record. Remember, never give out your account information, grab a Battle.net authenticator, and install antivirus and anti-spyware software. We will see y'all next week. Have a great one, y'all. See ya on Dungeon Crawler.
Bye.
D&D and D-I... No. I'm not muted. Liz. Liz.
Huh?
I need you to do the pre-show intro.
You guys, he's holding me hostage. Help.